There's been a lot of pregame commentary about President Biden's upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but Biden has another one-on-one that might be just as important. On Monday, on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels, Biden will sit down with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Michael Kugelman is Deputy Director of the Asia Program at the Wilson Center. He's on Skype. Michael, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Good to be here with you.
So the tensions with Russia, they're obvious. Election interference, cyber attacks, aggression in Crimea. But what about these issues with Turkey? Even though it's supposed to be an ally, remind us some of the sore spots between Washington and Ankara.
Well, I think one of the major ones is a recent military deal that Turkey concluded with Russia, in which Turkey acquired some major defense technologies known as an S-400 deal. And this is something that the U.S. did not respond well to and, in fact, placed sanctions on Turkey. And it also essentially kicked Turkey out of this F-35 fighter jet program that Turkey had been involved with helping produce these craft. And this had helped Turkey economically and militarily. So that's really the big tension point. But you know, the U.S. and Turkey have also had differing policies in the Middle East, and most recently the Biden administration's recognition of the Armenian genocide. That really heightened tensions even more between these two NATO partners.
Why did Turkey buy a missile defense system from Russia anyway? I mean, they must have known it was going to irk Washington.
They likely knew that, but they may not have necessarily thought that the United States would react in the way it would in terms of sanctioning Turkey. May not have expected that the U.S. would be willing to do that with a NATO partner. And clearly that backfired given what happened.
You know, a good point, because I'm trying to think of another American NATO ally that is at odds with the U.S. like Turkey is. So, what's ahead for President Biden as he sits down with Erdogan next week? I mean, what is he going to try to accomplish?
Well, I think that one of the major objectives will be to work through these tensions that have emerged in recent years. I think that both sides at the end of the day want to make this relationship work. Now, really, for the U.S., the major concern is that if Turkey has possession of this Russian military technology, that could cause a lot of problems for U.S. military cooperation with Turkey, and it would raise concerns that Russia would be able to gain access to NATO information and all types of things. But you know, one of the interesting areas here is Afghanistan. Turkey recently offered to help secure the airport in Kabul after foreign forces have left. And there's some indication to believe that maybe that's meant to be some type of outreach to the United States to say, well, look, you know, we're offering to help secure this airport after everyone else has left. And in return, let's talk about what we could do on some other issues in our relationship to try to move past these tensions.
So a goodwill gesture of sorts. Do you think that the United States would be interested in that?
I think it would. You know, obviously, the airport is essential. You've got a country, Afghanistan, that's likely to be destabilized much more after foreign forces have left. And that could make it very difficult for countries to be willing to maintain staff and embassies there. It would make it hard for aid workers to get into the country. But I think the bigger issue is the Taliban. The Taliban has actually already declared Turkey would not be welcome to do that. And that is because Turkey is a NATO partner. And the U.S. signed an agreement with the Taliban some time ago that essentially said that all foreign troops must be out of the country. So it could be hard to move forward on that front, even though I don't think that the U.S. would want to oppose that necessarily at all.
What do you think President Erdogan's ambitions are on the world stage?
I mean, he is clearly trying to deepen influence, power. I mean, this is, we're already talking about a regional power, and you know, he's someone that wants to expand that. But I think that this is also a leader that like many strongmen out there these days, many of these authoritarian leaders, is looking to find ways to gain more global goodwill. And this is why the offer of securing the airport in Afghanistan could be useful. Not to mention Turkey's broader willingness to play a role in the peace process in Afghanistan. This is a leader that wants to find a way to make the relationship with the United States work, despite all these problems. You know, this is a really significant meeting that he's having with Biden. And the fact that they are going to meet face to face at a moment when tensions are so high, I think that in of itself is significant about how keen they are to try to find ways to get back on a better platform. But again, we're talking about a relationship that's facing tensions like it hasn't seen in many decades. So it's not going to be easy.
Michael Kugelman, Deputy Director at the Asia Program at the Wilson Center. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.